Welcome to Refirement Life, the podcast for anyone navigating life transitions or planning to make life transitions to ensure your next years are your best years. Listen in for insightful, generous, and sometimes humorous conversation. It's time to get fired up with Christine Zamuda and Muge Wood, your hosts for this latest episode of Refirement Life.
Of just me and Muge today, and we're going to take you through a couple fun things about how you can use personal agility to fuel your purpose-driven life. So hi, Muge. It's been a while. Let's just start with a couple short reflections. What have you been up to? And then we'll get right into the topic.
Awesome. Hi, Christine. Hello, everyone. So it has been a great summer so far, and completed a trip to Turkey to see my family and put in some beach time, which is always special. The part about the trip, though, that made me really reflect is I got to visit my mom, who is 84, who got to visit a cohort of relatives, aunts and uncles who are doing well. They are all about the age of 80. You see, of course, signs of aging. And it really made me think the power of now and not having massive bucket lists that are deferred for some time into the future. Just really enjoy what you want to do now. It was the reflection. So after returning from that trip, I ended up signing up with a personal trainer. I thought I need to build my strength to take on life's adventures. I had three sessions so far, and it really helped me with my confidence and realize that actually I am stronger than I give myself credit for, and I can build on that. And then on top of that, speaking of adventures, almost on a whim, I ended up signing up for a trip to South Africa. That is a wine city / safari hosted by one of our recent guests at our podcast, Lori Zalko. I think a little surprise for our listeners, I may have a great travel mate joining me for this adventure being queued up for April. I just could not be more excited. So, Christine, what have you been up to?
Yes, Muge and Christine Take on Africa episodes coming soon.
And that is not made up. That is a fact.
Yeah. So the summer's been wonderful. I've got a lot of physical activity in, a lot of golf, tennis, pickleball even, and a lot of travel too. July, I think I was only in my own home maybe four nights. It was a lot of travel, maybe a little bit too much. But I'm excited about the trip to Africa because novelty is the best medicine, and doing things different, experiencing new cultures is always super fun. The other thing I have been working on is some business-related activities to my company, Magnet Labs, and that's been really exciting. We've started a new community called the Insights Community, where bold thinkers, lifelong learners come together and hopefully get a little bit of inspiration. And I get inspiration from the people I'm connecting with, people I'm learning from. And that actually was one of the jumping off points for this topic. We've talked this past couple of weeks about agility in business. And then I wanted to flip it a bit and talk also about personal agility. So going into this topic, what is agility in life? Just to define it for our listeners, it's the ability to adapt, reframe, and respond with intention rather than habit. And the contrast of that is really, if you think about it, routine, being rigid, right? And kind of doing the same things because that's the way you are either wired to do things, or maybe, you know, in some sense, situations where just not even thinking, like you're just doing and not thinking. So something to think about is perfection is the enemy of the possible. And it's very easy to get caught up in that when you're problem solving, when you are, just moving through life. So as we get into like why this matters, and in an insight lab we had this week, and just to, for our listeners, what an insight lab is, it's 30 minutes of just high impact discussion. And what we try to leave attendees with is build their network by, and they're small groups, they're like 5 to 8 people. Build your network, have a thought-provoking topic that you sort of do an exercise on, and then people will share their reflections. And it was wild, like how much we learned from each other in just that 30 minutes. And then you leave. And then if you want to come back in 2 weeks, you can, you know, take on another topic. But what we learned in this session on personal agility is that sometimes when you're looking at a problem, it might be good to just reflect and say, is this a problem that I need to solve? Right? And Muge, you had a quote in one of our podcasts that really just stuck with me. And it was from Rumi, which it basically said, like, good news, bad news, who knows? And many of us are so wired to achieve and to accomplish that we might run through a problem without even knowing, is it my problem? Is it a problem that's going to go away? Or, you know, is it really worth the energy, or should I be focusing on other things? The other sort of aha moment was embracing quitting can be a effective and deliberate strategy. And again, that's a different sort of agility. Like when we think about agility, we think about athletes and we think about high performance, but agility is also like moving in different directions. And it's okay to change your direction of travel. So that's kind of framing up what agility is. I think the other last thing that is helpful as we're talking about this is that there's a good stat that came from Harvard Business Review that 90% of our decisions are made through intuition. And if you think about perhaps even your own experience of building pros and cons list, it's usually easy to get to the pros list when it's a decision that you want. And then you feel like, well, maybe I got to balance this out and add a couple cons. But essentially, you already know. Your body is more feeling and thinking and bringing all of those sum of experiences forward to get to the decision that you want. So that's a lot to just think about. And hopefully for our listeners, you're sort of, you know, weeding through scenarios in your own mind of how do you approach problems? How do you think about what's the right thing to do? And maybe this is a time, Muge, to just kind of connect with you and think about a time where you may have pivoted gracefully instead of pushing harder.
Right. It is a fantastic topic, Christine, because it applies to all facets of life. And as I reflect on what you were describing, I think that dynamic adaptation is so key to our ability to thrive with joy. So a little bit of reflection on this topic from my side. The past 6 months at work have been very stressful. It's because there were some engineering changes related to the products I am covering, and had to deal with a lot of change, a lot of sometimes lack of communication, satisfaction issues, etc. So had to navigate through all that. So starting this about a month ago, I got a new role. So with that, though, all the prior escalations are still coming my way. Mm-hmm. And while I can address them because I have the expertise, doing so will take away from my current focus. Mm-hmm. And in an maybe older version of Muge, I may have tried to take that on, try to solve for it, try to kind of hold it together. And I made a decision after being through a stressful 6 months to say, look, you know, this has to be a pivot. I have to move forward with my new set of responsibilities and scope, and I will not feel guilty channeling that to another group of people whose job now is to deal with this. And it was really hard because you know, you want to help people who you know you have relationships with internally and externally, but doing so will consume so much time, attention, and energy. And longer term, it's really not the right thing to do because also it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So I think when I try to apply the lens of energy, finite energy, finite time, how do you want to spend it? And I think the other point, Christine, you brought up, is it a problem worth solving, is really so important. Because a lot of times we see a problem, we want to react to it, we want to solve it, especially when we are capable of doing that. But then when you take a step back and say, okay, do I want to solve this problem? Is it worth solving? What is the impact? What happens if I don't solve it? Is it important or will someone else step in and solve it? And if no one else is stepping in, maybe it's not that important. Mm-hmm. So I think asking these questions with intention and slowing down a little bit to go fast, as they say, becomes really important. But for me, a turning point has been that energy management filter, because by saying yes to something, what am I saying no to?
Yeah, there's so much in that response, Muge. I think about what you said, your conscious decision to step out, but also a very powerful decision and not feel guilty about it. That is really hard to do. And I think like once you do it and you experience it and see the benefits of that, and the benefits aren't just for you personally, but if you think about the organization, like someone now has to build those capabilities so they can be a stronger team to solve that problem and not be hamstrung by your knowledge, which is likely only at best 50% available when you're doing all these other things, right? So there's a lot of wisdom there. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing you mentioned, Christine, intuition, the interesting thing is when we really listen to our bodies, I think we feel the positive effect of those kinds of decisions on our physical and mental, emotional health as well. You just feel better. Because you are using your talents, energy, expertise, maybe in a little bit more optimum way. So you just feel it in your body as well, going back to the intuition point.
Yeah, soul affirming.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's
very exactly good. Right. Very good. Well, so for our listeners, they may be wondering, like, how personally agile are they? And I think you have a quiz that you could take us through.
Yes, I love quizzes. And we have a 6-question yes, no question. So I will read out the question. Please keep track of yes or no, your response. And then we will give the scoring for a reflection. So question number one, do you regularly reassess your priorities based on energy, not just deadlines? Okay. Second one, when a plan gets disrupted, can you pivot without panic? Question number three, are you comfortable quitting things that no longer align with your values? These are, each question makes you really think.
I know, like, exactly.
Do I? Be honest.
Yes.
Number four, do you ever flip a belief or habit just to see what's on the other side?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That would be a no for me. Probably, well, something I should do more.
I think that's the dilemma between the benefit of routine versus trying something different, especially if the routine seems to serve you well. Yeah, it's maybe small things like take another path to work or your tennis game or something like that. But something foundational, that's a lot. Okay, question number five. Do you trust your intuition even when it contradicts the data? That's a big one, because data-driven decision-making is hailed as the way to go, right? You look at the facts, but then where are the emotions? How does it factor into decisions? And the last question is, are you open to redefining success as you grow? I just love these questions so much.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Because when we think about agility, yes, it is you know, adapting to change. But how about your life journey, redefining success as our priorities, as our it changes our life experiences grow? Okay, so let's take a tally of how many yeses are nos. So let's see. If basically our scoring says if you have 5 to 6 yeses, you are living the agile life, flexible, intentional, and resilient. If you have 3 to 4 yeses, you are on your way, time to flip a few more scripts. If it is 0 to 2 yeses, 2 or less, rigid isn't wrong, but you might be missing some magic.
Yeah, and we need a lot of magic.
we need a lot of magic. Yes, that's right. If you keep doing what we always have been doing, it's difficult to discover the magic. And you know, being okay with some things maybe not going well or according to plan. So how are things looking for you, Christine?
I actually did really well on the agile. I was on the highest end, but I was also reflecting. I think 10 years ago, I probably would have been in other categories. I've more and more, as I've, you know, set goals for myself, been more realistic about things I wanted to accomplish, looked at the to-do list, you know, no longer like I have to kill it every day, right? But do some of the most important things and just make forward progress. And I feel pretty good about how that has worked for me. I really want to think more about flipping a belief or a habit just to see what's on the other side. That was my no. And I think there's probably a lot of creativity that can be applied there too, to think more about, as you mentioned, like not just what path or road you take on the way home, but on the things that really matter, what could be done differently on those bigger decisions.
Yep, that's right. So, I mean, I love these questions because they make you think deeply. And I think it's almost like you have to think about them almost daily or at least once a week. So when I looked at it, I ended up being, I'm on my way. It's time to flip a few more scripts. And this is improved version of me, by the way. So I could have ended up in the lower section even. For me, the no's that I think it requires some assessing is the one you mentioned. First of all, Christine, do you ever flip a belief or habit? But something substantial, just to see what's on the other side. And the other one is, I am a very analytical person with the engineering background. So the question about, do you trust your intuition even when the data contradicts it? I ended up being sometimes overly data driven. So it is it's like the conflict between the gut intuition and the data. I tend to gravitate toward data. So it's something to think about. So those two stood out for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? So that was one tool just to see where you are. And then there's additional things to mention if you want to take this farther. This was another takeaway that came out of our Insight Lab. And I'm going to give a shout out to Suzanne Parisi because I know that she's a listener and this actually came from her in our get together the other day. She talked about embracing the maybe list, right? And instead of the to-do list, it's making sure that you're not, to your earlier point, Mugay, like using your energy in a negative way and making yourself feel so beholden to the list that your accomplishments become like a burden. It should instead be thinking about, you know, sure, some of the things that are most important, but also being okay to let some things go. And whether it's in business, to let someone else solve that problem if they're more able and apt and in the right role. If it's in life, hey, maybe I thought I was going to be and, you know, awesome at this, but I'm finding I kind of suck at it and I'm not enjoying it. Why do I have to finish this class of 10 classes? You know, I'm just going to take the experience and know not only what I like, but what I don't like and where I want to spend my time. So I think that that's a good life lesson. We talked about questioning the problem before solving it. Ask, is this really a problem? And then here's another one. And we've had on our podcast a while back someone who is really interested in knowing, using your intuition, you're told to like write with your non-dominant hand and ask yourself questions and sort of ask a few questions and see what comes out because you're using different parts of your brain. That's another way of just being, you know, both creative and applying agility. So those are a few things just to think about. In closing, what we do know is agility does improve mental health, decision-making and clarity. You're using the default mode of your brain, which also relaxes you in terms of stress. And we do have these Insight Labs. I'll put my link in the notes if anyone wants to join. Our next topic is using uncertainty as an invitation, which is going to be a fun 30 minutes. And I think, you know, Mugay, is there anything else that you want to add before we sign off?
Yeah, I think these are pretty awesome. So one thing, I was doing a little research on this using the Copilot capabilities that has become a favorite research tool for me. And one thing popped up is part of tools to build agility. I like this notion of portfolio thinking. We talked about this in the past, Christine, in terms of living a portfolio life, mm-hmm. Having a diversity of experiences that that may lift us up. And I think applying that thinking here and treating our to-do lists, our initiatives like investments to say, okay, is it diverse enough? Are they performing? Should I still stay with it? When we talk about time is money, I think it's another way to look at it because we wouldn't stay with a stagnant investment portfolio. We would look for options to get bigger return on that investment. And I think the same goes for how we spend our time. And the other thing I'll add is I think productivity really needs a reframing and reinterpretation because sometimes we look at it as crossing as many things as we can off our lists, staying busy. Productivity also is resting, is prioritizing, is deep thinking, it's slowing down. You know, all of those things are also dimensions of productivity. So I think more output out of the same individual is not perhaps the productivity that we want to have throughout all phases of our lives. So just, you know, some additional thoughts for us to think it over. But my biggest takeaway, Christine, out of this, honestly, was that quiz. I want to go back to those questions and really think deeply. I'm like, be honest. What are the examples by which you are doing that? Just don't say yes.
So, exactly.
So that was very good.
Yeah. I like your notion, too, of a portfolio life. And I as you were talking about that, and I do try and do this in my own, you know, world, but taking it a step deeper, I think it would be interesting, almost like having a quadrant, right, of the things that fall in that portfolio life. And you might have, I just kind of jotted down, social in one quadrant, learning and growth, health, and then foundational, you know, family, everything. And, you know, I know that when I talk to some of my friends, they'll say, like, I'm like, what do you do for fun? And they have one thing, and that's what they do. And they're with their family, and they're doing, you know, all those wonderful things. But how are you learning? How are you growing? What does that portfolio really look like? And to your point, you wouldn't be successful if you didn't have diversity in your portfolio.
Right. That's like rule 101, right? That everybody says that you have to diversify. But diversify not only your investment portfolio, but the people you interact with, the experiences you have, how you spend your time. And I actually, you know, I think touched upon this in a prior episode, the neuroscience behind it, the neural pathways that need to be fired up. And we are fired up. That also is the joy that brings. So, I mean, just think about it, right? It's the intention that we got to bring to our autopilot aspect of how we live. Yeah.
So I think in closing, and not to put more pressure, sometimes when I do that quadrant, I'm like, okay, now that's another exercise to do. No, it's just something to think about, right? It's really not about doing more. It's about moving better through this thing called life.
Yes, exactly. And keep adjusting. Keep adjusting because I think the amazing part is we're always learning about ourselves. We are growing. Our priorities are changing. And we have opportunity to create the best life we can have within our control and just taking advantage of that.
Yes, agree. All right. So with that, we'll sign off. We will we'll put the quiz, we'll put the link to the Insight Labs for anyone who wants to attend in the notes. Anyone can send us your Africa suggestions to Christine@refirement.life or Muge@refirement.life. Okay, and with that, we'll close out the session. Have a great rest of your day, everyone.
Bye for now.
Thank you for listening. Our hope is to spark a little joy, inspire, and educate our listeners in ways to live an even more meaningful life. If you have reactions to share from what you've heard, please visit our website, refirement.life, to leave a voice message. You may even be featured in a future episode. To keep in touch, subscribe to our podcast, Refirement Life, using the podcast player of your choice. Always remember, you are never too old to set a new goal or to dream a new dream. Thanks again for joining us on this episode. Until next time.